Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, NFIB.org. Also, smallbiz.us.org, smallbus.org. That's Bill's website. I encourage you to check it out, and you can find more about the things that he's got going on there. The index is available at nfib.com at Bill's website, and he also allows us to post it on ours, and we appreciate that very much. So you can find the summary, especially. You want to pay attention to the summary. That'll net it out for you. So, Bill, capital spending is up a little bit. Sales are up a little bit, and those two are a little bit of the bright spots over the last few months, right?
Well, that's true. There's been a small improvement.
But just teeny tiny little improvements, though, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm always happy to see it, but it's still the case that going along with your thesis about it, you know, where it's a recovery, not an expansion. We're, you know, the percentage of our firms reporting that they're making capital outlays is, you know, running 10 to 15 points below where it would run in a really good economy.
Right.
So yeah, it's, you know, it's as good as it's gotten in this recovery, but it's still subpar.
You know, folks, if you've all heard of walking pneumonia. You know, where
yeah.
you're a little bit sick.
We've had it too, probably.
You're a little bit sick but you're able to function. But one of these days, it's going to come up and hit you in the back of the head and turn into full-blown double pneumonia, and you're going to go to the hospital, and maybe you die. But the thing is, what we're going through right now is we're walking around. This economy is like walking around with walking pneumonia, and we've got medicine that would get rid of it so we can be well, but we're not taking it. That's kind of how I feel about the economy. We got walking pneumonia. What do you think?
Yeah, we could easily do that. Again, you know, the success of the economy depends on how effectively we use the resources that we have. And, of course, we're doing a poor and poor job of that because regulations are diverting so much of our energy and our capital to doing stuff that really isn't paying off.
Yep.
Devoting it to redistribution, which doesn't pay off. And of course, we've got a lot of, you know, anti-labor development stuff going. The educational system isn't helping us. So our human capital is deteriorating. The good people like us who know how to do things are retiring. So, and we're not dealing with the problems that we have to get those kinds of things straightened out. So
The credit market. I want to get over to that, Bill, and
sure.
that's kind of a push there, right? That really hasn't changed much. I did notice. I read an article in the Wall Street Journal that even municipalities that can borrow money for nothing almost, even they're not borrowing money.
Right. Well, there's no need to borrow if you can't figure out how you're going to repay it.
That's right.
And the municipalities have a problem. And that there's no growth, so how are they going to get the tax revenue to repay? You have to tie a muni bond to a revenue source. And, of course, we see that our small business owners, their view of the economy is not too great. The net percent you think business conditions are going to get better in 6 months is still minus 5.
Right.
That's 4 points better than June, but that's still a negative number.
But, Bill, this is what you're describing. What we're talking about here is the death of churn, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
I mean, think about this. When businesses borrow money, they spend that money on things where they buy from other companies, and it churns through the economy. When municipalities borrow money, they let contracts, they build things, they replace things, they repair things, they buy new stuff, they add new services. That goes into the economy. That's churn. When nobody's borrowing money and nobody's hiring, that's the death of churn.
Yep, that definitely is the case.
That's where we are, isn't it?
In Europe, it's even worse than that. In fact, the Central Bank of Great Britain tried to buy bonds in the markets, and people wouldn't sell them.
Yeah,
they're hanging on to the the yield that they have. You know, they're not interested in doing that.
And now the big market churner of all time, economic churner of all time, the one we've always counted on for 100 plus years, is the housing, Bill, and housing ownership. Home ownership is down in America.
Home ownership is down, and we definitely know that we don't have the resources, labor in particular,
yeah,
but also land due to regulation. We don't have the resources to build what we think the demand looks like, so we're short on new houses.
I hope
less expensive houses.
Bill, I hope people think about these things when they go into the voting booth this year.
I hope so too. We need them to.
We need something. We need a change. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Will do. Thank you.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.